Welcome back to another exciting episode of Extra Trivia. Travel fabulous guest is an actor producer of a great short called Quicksand. Barry Sangster is here. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, just so people know, Barry has tried his video, and we can't seem to get audio and video for him. So, if you're watching this on YouTube, we apologize. So, let's start at the beginning. Your production company, we were just talking off air briefly. You make all your shorts 6 minutes or 10 minutes or whatever?
Oh, we've gone to 15 minutes, but we find that with shorts, more is often less. Sometimes, you know, you have to have something pretty good to captivate someone for 15 minutes on a short.
I agree with you on that one 100%. So when you're working on this, how much planning do you guys do? Obviously, I know you write it out. I know you do that, but what's the rest of the planning as a producer does?
Oh, well, with this particular one, I mean, I can give you a bit of background if that's relevant. A couple of guys, one of the guy who went to film school, one of the black box production guys, was talking to one of our set designers about Quicksand overlooking an estuary and the kind of forgotten art of Quicksand. It used to be in every movie pretty much. And then now it's considered sort of passe and old school, old hat, and nobody does it anymore. And so they decided to make a movie with the set designer wanted to make Quicksand and the other guy wanted to do a movie with it. So we had to do a lot of planning. The set is was made in this guy's building that he had. And, of course, if you've noticed it, it's a real filmmaker's movie. All the sets are all back projected.
Yeah, I knew there was something you were up to. I was trying to figure that out. Aha, now you told me the secret. I was like, I knew you were up to something.
Yeah, so we shot all the back, and of course with back projection, again, it's a real filmmaker's film because back projection is quite an art. You have to keep it slightly out of focus to make it
notice it was a little off for me, yes.
Yeah, well, that's a feature, not a fault. So we made the quicksand and we kind of wanted to make a movie where the quicksand was one of the characters almost. And we got a big rubbish bin and filled it full of water and then put some foliage around it and made a little platform around it, and then set up a screen in the background which we back projected onto.
Well, that was one of my questions. Perfect. That was on the list of what I was going to ask. How long is the quicksand, really? So how long did you spend to shoot this? I mean, it's 6 minutes, but I know you didn't shoot in 6 minutes.
Well, we made a lot of the props and things, and that probably, you know, took us a week on and off doing stuff. Like the one of the scenes where we throw a model into the quicksand, that was actually a mannequin that we sort of had to cut up and make it so that it flopped like a normal human. So we had to cut all the mannequin's like joints up and then reconnect them so that they flexed and filled it full of.
You're the one doing that.
Well, we kind of probably went overboard in that. We could have probably done it more simple, but I said passionate filmmakers, there was a few things like that had to be done which did drag it on a bit. Then the actual shooting was over one night. One night for the scene, the scenes with the two serial killers,
Abby and herself.
And then there's three locations. There was a bar, but we didn't. The back's is a bar, so we actually shot the. We would go out like on a after work one day, and we'd shoot a bar scene, basically in the bar having a beer. And then just shot the background, and because it's slightly out of focus to make it, you know, for the feature of it, it doesn't really matter. No, but we didn't get permission or anything. They probably don't even recognize the thing. It was pretty casual.
Yeah. Let's go. Lots of things there. Okay. The bar location has slot machines in it, does it not?
It does. Yes.
Is that a normal thing for New Zealand or Australia?
Yeah, it's a bit of a how these sort of bars can make money now with all the sort of smoke-free stuff and legislation around drink driving and things. They're not as popular as they once were, and so one way to supplement that is to put these slot machines in these pubs.
I did notice that. I was like interested. And that's
They're kind of
Abby in the
working there,
bar,
but
right? You have Abby shooting there. So she obviously knew what she had to do.
no, she wasn't. That was a completely different scene. So she
Oh.
was in another bar, she was in another location completely, and we just back projected that we put a big screen up behind her, and that back projection was from the pub. So that there's two lots of shooting in that involved in that.
Okay, there's a car location that you're driving.
Well, see, that was just parked outside of my house, basically, and we put again we put a screen up. And previously, we'd gone out for a drive, and I'd been driving along, and the camera guy had a torch and a camera, and we just recorded the driving along the road. Then we projected that, and then we sat in front of the car with that project going in the background.
You guys were busy. Okay. Where do I want to go next? Okay, I'll go with my notes. Working with blood. You only have one quick scene with blood. I thought there'd be more.
Well, as I said, the main character is the quicksand. So, when we started researching about quicksand and how they made this, it was quite a you know, in the old times, it was quite a genre, and it was quite a way of doing it. Typically, you don't see anybody sinking into quicksand. What they do is they you show the person in the quicksand, then you go back off screen to something else, then you go back to the quicksand and the person's further down.
Yes.
So you had to find something, some element to make it so that you could go to the quicksand from the, you know, back to the, you had to have that distraction so you could pan away from the quicksand and then back to it to show the person going slower and slower or further down. And so one of those mechanisms we used was the knife, cleaning the knife, and then she had a line, and I think that other character, he sniffs some undies or something creepy. But the whole point of that thing was to create something that you could pan away from the quicksand and then back to it again.
Fair enough. Where did the idea from the short come? Just a quicksand comment?
I know these two guys were just sitting there talking about, you know, what the, I said, both filmmakers and the golden age of quicksand, because I know that I saw we did quite a bit of research. There's a whole fetish site in America now for, you know, they you can hire someone's quicksand and get dressed up, and you know, it's an erotic thing.
Wow.
So there's a whole lot of creepy stuff there. And then we're looking at some famous, like they reckon the ultimate sexual tension plot thing was the Tarzan scene in one of those early movies. I know that they did, oh, they shot Lost in a jungle, and someone said, why didn't you have a quicksand scene in there? And he thought it was blasé. But you can go back to, oh, I mean, Star Wars has it in there. You know, virtually everything. Gilligan's Island had quicksand. Anything, if you were in the jungle anywhere in the 80s or 90s, there would be quicksand, which is kind of weird because it doesn't actually, nobody dies from quicksand, but everybody died in a movie. And there was another plot, a plot device is to get it so that you could, if you wanted to get rid of a character, you just put them in the quicksand.
True. Music.
The music, well, it was a local band. So we tried to keep, you know, you give community engagement. Just a local band. We said we found something that kind of worked with the pace of the movie and everything, and promoted the local guy as well. So, you know, kind of win-win. And you know, and it was cheap because we didn't have to pay for it. The guys were quite happy for us to use it.
ADR effects.
Yeah, there's a little scene in there where there's a like a dragonfly passes across the screen. We
I
actually
have
made
that in my
the
notes. What is that
dragonfly.
bug?
So we made the bug, and then we put the sounds in. And the guy is very clever, the editor, and he we wanted to make it look you know, sort of out there and rustic, and that was just one of the things we did. So one of our prop guys made this dragonfly, and we had it on a piece of string and just ran it across the screen, and it only appears for about 30 seconds. It actually won an award for...
I wouldn't even say it appears for 30 seconds.
You know, a second maybe, you know, but you notice it, don't you?
Yeah, I had to actually rewind the film to find out what it was. I'm like, I just saw something. It's literally point something of a second it's on screen.
It does play on you, though. So,
yes. I can even tell you when it shows up. When you show your danger and quicksand sign, that's when it shows up.
Yeah, so that was another prop that we stuck in front of the screen and
who made the sign?
Well, our prop guy, who also made the, he did pretty much all of the set and everything. Nelson's a funny place in New Zealand in that it's people retire here or people live here for lifestyle, but it doesn't have any big film making capacity. I mean, there's got one of the guys that's moved here is Oren Pally, and I'm not familiar with that name.
I am not.
He's got the highest ROI ever made in a movie. And he's only ever made one movie, and that was Paranormal Activity.
I have seen that.
So he made Paranormal Activity, it sold it, made a shitload of money, retired, comes to live in Nelson. And we often meet him in the street and things. It's quite a, he'll give you any knowledge, you know, he'll pass on anything, but he pretty much says, yeah, I've only ever made one movie, and I was lucky.
True.
So there's a lot of really talented people here that work other places, and then they kind of come back here when the downtime and stuff to live. But and then they're all kind of curious to hang out with, do local stuff that's not professional, but you know, have an interest in filmmaking.
Casting, besides yourself, where did you find Abby?
Okay, so Black Box Production is basically three people: the guy who did the editing and the directing, and he kind of co-wrote it. And his name's Cam. Then we have another person who's more from a acting background, but also does writing and editing, who's Becky, and then myself. And what I call kill the crew. So if you can't find anybody, just do it yourself. So Becky and I were the two actors in it, but we're also producers. And pretty much anybody who would... The advantages of doing the disadvantages, well, I'm not an actor. I was kind of bullied into doing it. But the advantages that you've got people that you can use for multiple things on a set that you on a short film like this with just doing for no money, you don't want to make it drag on forever. You just want to get the thing done. So the all the actors, they also do other jobs of editing or, you know, direction or writing even. So it was just a small group of mates got together, and we just used all the people we had rather than getting – the more cast and crew you have, the more you have to feed them or worry about them or tell them to shut up on set. So having a very small amount of people can be advantageous.
Was this all shot at night, or is that just an effect?
No, it was shot at night. Yeah, it was in the middle of winter a couple of years ago, and it was cold. So yeah, it was all shot at night. That was just because people had jobs and had to do other stuff. Also, it kind of lent itself to being dark anyway, and you can control the lighting a lot better that way as well.
The cricket sounds, I presume, are ADR too.
Yep, all ADR. All there's buzzes and blops from the quicksand. That's probably all ADR as well.
The graphic on the phone in the last shot?
Yeah, the Photoshop.
Okay, I have a question. Is there a sequel?
Well, a lot of people who've seen it go, well, that's... They kind of go, what's happened next? You know, you've kind of left it hanging. And
you have.
You know, that was the point, the tension, and then you kind of don't get any... from it. We've had a few people inquire if they could... if we'd make a sequel, and we're... currently thinking about doing a feature movie.
Yeah, I'm 100% in for that.
So currently the working title is Quicksand 3, Drain the Swamp.
Ah, I love it.
And there's no quicksand too. We're just going to skip a thing. But there we were. So we've kind of we want to do a feature, a low budget or no budget feature movie. I'm currently working on one again locally with just local people, and they're all kind of volunteering and stuff. And we reckon we could make a feature movie for $20,000 New Zealand. And if we do a similar kind of concept that, again, you're using your own people, your own friends, everybody will do it for fun. And it will be fun. We have a Black Box Productions has three rules of filmmaking. Rule number one, have fun. Rule number two, find people with passion. Rule number three, make different mistakes.
Yeah, that seems fair. Okay, your favorite film?
Oh, well, I'm a bit of a fan of Peter Jackson's Meet the Feebles.
Great film. Your
Yeah,
favorite monster?
but look, I like it. But you start getting interested in filmmaking, I assume it's the same with you. And there's no best one. There's just a best one for an emotion or a feeling or a day in
Oh.
the office. You go, oh, this one, I really like this one. You can't, it's hard to compare two.
I agree. Your favorite monster?
Favorite monster? Favorite monster? I'd probably not. Put me on the spot there. I can't
Sorry.
think of a. I can't think of a favorite one. Probably the first thing that comes to mind is some of those, like Monsters, Inc. The comedic ones, but.
You can have those if that's your favorite monster. I'll take Scully and Mike. That's fine. Okay, your favorite snack at the movie theater?
Well, we had a thing in New Zealand called a Jaffa, which is a it's got a chocolate inside and a orange coating on the outside. It's kind of crunchy, and they just continued it. But that was definitely my favorite.
I don't think I've ever had one. Sounds awesome. Tell everybody where they can find all your work.
We don't have. I really should put them all on there because we have made quite a lot of stuff. We do have a Facebook page, Black Box Productions in Nelson, New Zealand, which is very non-commercial, and we've started up a film festival over here that has what we call elevated genre, called Creep Fest,
Cool.
and we hope to get some more stuff out there. We should put it on there because we've got quite a body of work now, and I said it's all about the fun. We're not doing it for money or anything. We're doing it for the challenge, and you've seen Creep, you've seen Quicksand. It is a real filmmaker's film. It has so many elements of filmmaking in it that if you're not really into film, you probably wouldn't appreciate the subtleties of the back projection and the homage to Quicksand.
I can agree with that. Okay. Thank you for your time and have a great day.
Well, thank you, sir.